Good morning again, and welcome back to the Radio Cafe. I'm Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte, and it's time for Speaking of the Arts. Here with me today to talk about what's going on this weekend and this week is journalist Rob DeWald. Good morning, Rob.
Hola, what's going on?
It's a happy, sunny morning here in New Mexico.
Happy, sunny morning. I woke up and went out to find a lovely September frost on my car.
You were up earlier than I was.
Yeah, I think I was.
And I welcome house, fall.
And house guests, you know, you got to get up early and kind of, you know.
Make sure they have their biscuits. And
but yeah, as you know, I actually had to sort of, you know, crank the heat up a little bit to get the truck ready to come over here. It was kind of scary. It's coming.
It's coming. It's here. Coming. And it's, so is it's the here. Weekend.
So is the weekend. So are, like, tons of wonderful events for Santa Fe Wine and Chili Fiesta.
Ah.
Most of which, obviously, at this point are sold out, including the main event up there at the Santa Fe Opera on Sunday. But here's the thing. Tons of great wine pairing dinners at restaurants all throughout town. There may be some openings. They can be a little up there, but, you know, why not treat yourself?
It's a good time to go.
I went to the trade tasting on Wednesday at the El Dorado Hotel, where they hold it every year. And tasted way too many wines. Sipped. I spat. No, I didn't. But there's some really great vineyards and wineries here this year. So go to the Wine and Chili Fiesta website and check out the restaurants, local restaurants that are doing dinners, and, you know, maybe
I might have to
go
do
support
that.
Them. You know,
tomorrow, September 27th, from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. That's not right. Tomorrow, all day, Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary will be having an open house, so you can go learn more about the sanctuary and learn about canine health. It's actually from 12 to 4. It's Saturday and Sunday. They will feature things like speakers talking about nurturing the animal-human bond, senior canine mobility, talk by a vet, wellness care, general information about taking care of your dog, and that's at Kindred Spirits. For more information, go call 471-5366 or go to kindredspiritsnewmexico.org.
There's quite a few openings also, and receptions tonight especially. There's a Critical Space Gallery, which is at the Visual Arts Center at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, has Along the Pecos, which is an immersive sonic and visual sort of installation of the Pecos River by Stephen Miller and Jennifer Schlesinger Hansen. And there's a reception from 4:30 to 6:30 tonight, this afternoon, I should say. And that's open through October 5th. And then at GF Contemporary on Canyon Road, we have Après Musée, which is an exhibition of sculpture by Pascal. Just the one name. We love Pascal. And there's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. And then this is going to be a good one. Photo Eye Gallery has on Guadalupe Street has Homegrown Photographs by Julie Blackmon. There's a reception from 5 to 7 tonight. And it's open, let's see, it's up through, I think, November 14th. So I'm looking at, you know, at least 20 openings in Santa Fe.
It's a good
just tonight. Just
last
tonight.
Last Friday, right? It's the last Friday of the month.
It's the last Friday of the month, you know, so and also there's, you know, we've got the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum has got a drawing of Cosmopolitan Line work by Miguel Covarrubias, I believe that's how I pronounce it. It's through January 18th, and then Pop Gallery. This is cool. At 142 Lincoln Avenue has Digital, Made by Hand in Alabama, New Paintings and Textiles by Coleman Mills, and there was a reception on Saturday at 6 p.m., and that's up through the end of the month, so.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at the Lensic, please come out and see Fusion Theater Company's production of Outside Mullingar. It is it's billed as an Irish Moonstruck. It's written by John Patrick Shanley, the man who wrote Doubt and Moonstruck. And his play was nominated for a 2014 Tony Award. It's a romantic comedy about two misfits who find love. It takes place in Ireland. It's really good. One show only. Fusion Theater Company's Outside Mullingar at the Lensic. Call 988-1234. And let me throw one more in. Mm-hmm. There is a benefit for the Friendship Club on September 28th. So that is Sunday at 7 p.m. They will be showing The Sting at the CCA. It's a benefit. Yeah, you like that movie?
I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Robert Redford and Paul Newman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Sunday at 7 p.m. For more info, call the CCA.
It's Greer Garson's 110th birthday.
Wow.
There's going to be like sort of a week weekend of events, and at the Greer Garson Theater tonight, starting at 6, right? There's going to be there's a kickoff celebration for this whole birthday tribute, and there's going to be a display of Garson's costumes, and University of Art and Design students are going to be sort of doing dances, and there's going to be a tour of the theater, and there's going to be a scene rehearsal from the upcoming Stanford University of Art and Design production, The Cave Dwellers. And that's tonight at 6. And there's events through the weekend, and you know, you can find out more, I'm sure, by going to one of our lovely local publications.
There are so many now.
There are so many, and finding the listings throughout the weekend. But happy birthday, Greer Garson.
110. The Upper Pecos Watershed Association is having a Dia del Rio, Day of the River. It's next Saturday. This one's next Saturday, October 4th, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. It will be a cleanup of Monastery Lakes and the surrounding areas, but even more fun. Bring the kids. There's a barbecue lunch at Brush Ranch, a bucket raffle, music, fly tying instruction, classes, demonstrations, free tote bags, and stainless steel water bottles. For more information, you can call 757-3600 or visit their website, pecoswatershed.org.
Cool. Hey, I want to mention real quick that the pilot program of the free shuttle from Santa Fe University of Art and Design to downtown and back is in full effect. It was used a little bit, I believe, last weekend, but not a lot. And I'm not sure what the pickup and the drop-off of points are, but I'm sure the shuttle is fairly recognizable.
Yeah.
But I believe it runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, and it's free, and it's not just for students. So take advantage of it. If you don't want to pay a dollar for a bus, or if you're out late and don't want to, you know, do the cab thing,
right.
Try the shuttle. You know, I mean, I think if enough people go out and support it,
it'll stick around
and get bigger.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, if we have all of these shuttles running, you know, running people from out of town to downtown and to their hotels and stuff,
we won't need cars at all.
You know, why don't we just have the same thing for locals that want
right,
to get downtown?
You're right. It's a great idea.
On that note, today. Tonight, actually, is college night. Starts at 5 o'clock at Site Santa Fe.
Saw that. Great idea.
Yeah, there's going to be free admission for students with ID, I'm sure, plus free tours of sight lines, unsubtle landscapes, the new sort of biennial project that's happening over there. And there's going to be food trucks. There's going to be students from all over. And local Santa Fe musicians are going to be performing. So
that sounds fun, too.
Yeah, that starts at 5 o'clock. I'm not sure how long it goes on, but get over there at 5 to catch the beginning of that. And then also, gosh, what else is happening?
I've got one.
Okay.
I have a whole bunch of announcements today. It's the art opening on the hillside tonight. It's the last one of the season. Art opening on the hillside. Last Friday on the hillside, so it's not necessarily the last one, it's just that's their theme, the last Friday of the month. Tonight, from 5 to 7, they will be featuring the work of Kathy Apodaca, jeweler, and Homero Enriquez, sculptor, and this, it's located at 186B Old Las Vegas Highway.
Cool beans. There's lots of events. I'm starting to rely a lot on Facebook for events, because
you're so 21st century.
Well, folks tend to even folks that work for publications they go to Facebook, and when there's an update to the date or time of the event, they will go in immediately, and then people get alerts on.
It is great.
I mean, we love our local calendars and stuff. Don't get me wrong, but it's easier to get quick updates for things like this on Facebook, right?
You got one?
Yeah, I got one. This is great. The Santa Fe VIP, Mr. Victor Romero, is hosting Service Industry Night at the Den, which is pretty cool. So it's basically an appreciation for folks that work in the service industry. And let's see, that starts Monday at 6 p.m.
Okay, at the Den.
So it's Service Industry Night, which for a lot of people in the industry is a good night because they're working Friday and Saturday, sometimes Sunday nights.
People in restaurants, hotels, yeah.
Yeah. So if you have a server certificate or, you know, you work at a restaurant, head over to the Den. I'm sure they're going to have something special going on for you folks that keep everybody in food and drink and service.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Creativity for Peace and the First Presbyterian Church are having an event on next Wednesday, October 1st at 7 p.m. That's the big church over there, the Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue. Young women from Palestine and Israel will be talking. Adi, Nahida, and Dima will speak about growing up in war and conflict, their personal transformations, and their work for peace. For more information, you can email info@creativityforpeace.com.
Cool. Do you have another one?
I do. There's a rummage sale. It's the Demon Band Booster Rummage Sale at Santa Fe High School. It's tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., 8 a.m., early birds. It's at Santa Fe High School's lower parking lot at the corner of Siringo and Yucca. For more information, you can call 670-6125.
Hey, because I'm sort of like the food guy. And
yes, you are Red Velvet Cupcakes in The Reporter this week.
Yeah. Also, the Reporter is popping off this wonderful pop-up dinner at Santa Fe Spirits on Thursday, October 2nd. So it starts at 6:30 p.m. I believe there is information on the Santa Fe Reporter website and on their Facebook page. But it's Javier Grenet, who is the owner and chef of L'Olivier restaurant, is going to be cooking. And there are going to be spirits paired with this meal. And there's going to be music by Mexico's Andres Cantasani. All right. So if you go to their page, you can find out how much that is and perhaps reserve tickets. If you go to their Facebook page, there is an Eventbrite link. But that's a cool event. Music. There's going to be an artist there showing and discussing paintings. And great food and great spirits. So that's going to be a cool event.
Cool.
And that's October 2nd.
So, October 2nd,
yeah.
Thursday, I think. Tonight, Friday, September 26th at 7, there's an event called Gonna Lay My Heart on the Line with Ann Phillips. This is at Vanessi. It starts at 7. It will be followed by the Great American Songbook Sing-In with Ann at 9 p.m. It's at Vanessi on Water Street. If you have questions about this, you can call 690-0136. I believe... I'm sorry, I can't tell if Anne's doing a talk or singing for the first hour, but then there will be Great American Songbook singing, the fun Vanessi night at Vanessi tonight. And I probably have another one as well. There is some new exhibitions opening at Llewellyn Galleries over in Paseo de Peralta near the rail yard. Diane Burko's Investigations of the Environment opens tonight. There will be a reception from 5 to 7. And Dirk de Broecker's exhibition Logos also opens tonight with the same reception at Llewellyn Galleries, 1613 Paseo de Peralta.
Nice. There's something really awesome happening at Skylight on Saturday. Making a Fire, which is a CD by the one, the only, and the fantastic Brian Mayhall, is a CD release party at the newest joint, Skylight.
Yeah.
On Saturday, and I think it starts at 10, which is, you know, it's good. It's Saturday. Come on, people. Stay up.
And it's downtown. This
anyway.
One's near the Lensic, actually, just up San Francisco Street.
Yeah.
In the old Milagro. That's where it is.
Yeah, the Milagro 239 or 139 or whatever it was.
Yes.
But DJs Federici and Bacon are going to be joining Brian for a lovely evening of music and dance. And that's Saturday, 10 p.m.
Are those the D numbers, guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed. And I'm not sure what the cover is, but, you know, call if you want to find out.
Excellent.
Yeah.
The Council on International Relations Fall 2014 Lecture Series will take place Saturday, September 27th, tomorrow at 3 o'clock. The topic is, it's a lecture on the crisis in Ukraine. It begins with a talk on the roots of the crisis entitled, How Did We Get Here? The New Russia, by Jack F. Matlock, Jr., who is former U.S. ambassador to Russia. He was ambassador from 1987 to 1991. That's tomorrow at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design in the Forum, 1600 St. Michael's Drive. There is a charge. You can find out more information at 982-4931 or their website, sfcir.org, stands for Santa Fe Council of International Relations. A very timely topic. obviously.
Yes, indeed. Jules Works Follies. Have you seen Jules Works
I
Follies?
I have.
It's fun.
It's a fun, funny night.
It's a good time. It's a Jean Cocteau, so it's nice and intimate, and it's there's a lot of improv and fun and
goofing off,
and it's a monthly variety show of local talent. It starts at 7 p.m. on Monday, and admission includes a raffle ticket. I'm not sure exactly what the prize is, but it includes
it's
a raffle
ticket.
Got to
be good.
Yeah. If it's a Jean Cocteau, it's got to be something cool.
Yeah, you're right.
You know.
I'm so thankful we have the Jean Cocteau.
I know, me too. I went and saw a musician there a couple of weeks ago with my mother. My cousin was touring with him. He's the singer in this band called Blue October, and he's got this new album.
Oh, I saw that event, yeah. I didn't go. I saw the listing.
And so we went down there for the... beforehand they had this like meet and greet, and it was very intimate, and he sat down in the theater and sang a bunch of songs and told a bunch of stories about his really incredible life so far and how much he has changed for the better. And those kinds of intimate events there, I think, are so cool.
I saw the same thing. I saw writer Dennis Lehane speak,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw a free screening of The Drop, and it was really a great evening hosted by George Martin, and it was really fun.
Yeah. Those sort of things should happen in more places, but
we're
since we
just
have the
lucky
genre,
to be here. Yes.
Yeah.
I have another, here's a segue, here's another author event. David Morrell is signing his Wolverine comic. Savage Wolverine.
Yeah, you're not going to believe this. I actually was downtown. I just had breakfast, and it was like 11 o'clock. And I had a friend that needed to go and pick up some silver because he noticed that the price of silver had sort of done
dropped
something
by
awesome.
5 cents.
So he went to the coin shop that's right over there
by
the comic book store, and I was like, oh, well, this is great. I'll just go in and pick up Morrell's Wolverine comic. Well, they don't open till noon on whatever day it was. It was yesterday. And I was sad. I was like sitting outside, like meh. But then I found out today that he's going to be signing stuff.
He is tomorrow from 1 to 3.
Yeah.
At what is that?
Big Adventure Comics.
Yes, Big Adventure Comics over there at 801 Cerritos Road, and right next to my favorite place in town, Who's Donuts. And he'll be signing books and talking about writing for comics, including his experience scripting stories for Spider-Man and Captain America.
Yes.
I bet Rob will be there.
I will be there. I will be there, standing in line, waiting. It's from 1 to 3 p.m., yeah?
1 to 3.
1 to 3 on Saturday.
Another thing tomorrow Saturday at 3 o'clock, there's a conversation with Tony DeLapp and Radius Books publisher David Chicky. It's from 3 to 4 p.m. Chicky, of course, is publisher of Radius, and Tony DeLapp's upcoming work is called Tony DeLapp, Painting, Sculpture, and Works on Paper, 1962 to 2013. This is a free event and will be held at Charlotte Jackson Fine Art in the Rail Yard area. You can get a pre-book. You can buy the book ahead of time. For more info, you can visit radiusbooks.org.
Awesome. They're still running the chairlift up there. Took a drive around, and the colors are really starting to turn now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the chill we got this morning is really going to put some color on the mountain. So that is running for a while. Go to the Ski Santa Fe website to find out the times and days and all that stuff.
I always like to do that.
That's a good one. But also, for a nice leisurely drive, the Pecos Studio Tours this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you go to PecosStudioTour.com, you can find a tour map. This is self-guided. So, gas up.
It's probably gorgeous too. A gorgeous place to drive around and see art and meet the artists.
It is, and it's a fun tour, and it's 22 artists. I mean, it's not, you know. I mean, I can remember years ago when it was just a few, and 22 is nothing to sneer at. You know,
it's not at all.
It's good. So, Pecos Studio Tour. Hop in the car, carpool, and get out there and enjoy the fall, and enjoy 22 artists' works. That's gonna be fun.
What is today? Today is the 26th. On September 27th, tomorrow, is Solar Fiesta. It's at CNM's Workforce Training Center in Albuquerque near Alameda and I-25. This is a place you can go to get information, anything you need to know about solar and putting solar into your home and learning more about the latest solar technologies. You will want to go to Solar Fiesta. There are lower prices on panels and federal tax credits expiring in 2016. So it's a good time, if you've been thinking about it, to take the solar plunge. You can visit nmsolarfiesta.org if you want some more information on that.
Sweet. Southwest Seminars Lecture. This is going to be an interesting one. This is at Hotel Santa Fe on Monday at 6 p.m. Spanish efforts to reconquer New Mexico, post-revolt Puebloan sites in northern New Mexico. By Joseph Woody Aguilar of San Ildefonso Pueblo, and that starts at 6. If you go to southwestseminars.org or call 466-2775, you can find out more information about the lecture and the lecture itself.
Here's another thing you could do Saturday. Oh, we're going all the way to next week, but since I started, I will read it. Saturday, October 4th at 2 o'clock over at CCA's Munoz Waxman Main Gallery. You can take a vinyasa yoga class with former CCA staffer Naomi Gibbons. She'll be leading a vinyasa yoga class amongst Chuck Ginever's sculptures, providing the chance to truly see his exhibition New Perspectives from all angles. You can do the downward dog and look up and get some new perspective on those sculptures. Bring all your yoga essentials, your mat, your towel, your comfortable clothing, and of course your water.
Your water.
Don't forget your water.
Don't forget your water.
Next Wednesday, how could I almost forget this? At the Lensic, the National Acrobats of China are coming to town. And it's such a great show for kids and adults. These guys are some of the leading acrobats in the world. The troupe goes way back to at least 1972, because that's when they performed for Richard Nixon in China. The National Acrobats of China, of course, they have all new performers by this time, but they do all kinds of amazing, breathtaking feats of balance and tumbling and jumping and standing and sitting on chairs atop other people's bodies in a pyramid that makes those cheerleader pyramids look pathetic. So come to the Lensic on Wednesday and see the National Acrobats of China. It starts at 7 p.m. and bring your kids.
And they travel a lot.
Man. They do.
They travel a lot.
They tumble all over the world. Thursday night at the Lensic, another super cool event. It's unusual. It's Los Masis Bolivia. These are a group of musicians from Bolivia who are promoting the preservation of their native Quechuan language. It's an endangered language. And this is an event sponsored by the Lensic and Four Bridges Traveling Permaculture Institute, which are the folks who do the farming and growing organic farming up at the Pueblo of Tusuque. Come hear some Bolivian music. It's authentic and fun. It's pretty upbeat. I heard a little bit of it. That's Thursday at the Lensic at 7 p.m.
Awesome.
Yes.
Ann Phillips, jazz vocalist Ann Phillips, is going to be at Vanessi.
I think I did that one, but maybe you have more info. So will she be singing?
She will. She will be performing, performs in Gonna Lay My Heart on the Line, a sing-along of selections from the Great American Songbook.
Okay, a sing-along.
Yeah. Yes, and that is what? Yeah, it is Friday. You did say that one. I'm sorry. It's Friday at 7 p.m.
It's worth announcing. I think I might have messed it up a little bit, so it's always good to say it again.
Did we talk about the opening at Santa Fe Playhouse?
No, we didn't.
We've got the effect of gamma rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds.
Ah.
And Friday is the gala opening at 6 p.m. It's Paul Zindel's 1964 play directed by Quinn Mander. It's, let's see, curtain is at 7:30 p.m. The gala starts, though, at 6 o'clock. There may be tickets left. Call 988-4262 or go to the Santa Fe Playhouse website, santafeplayhouse.org, to find out more information. And then, of course, that runs for a while. And it's you know, I mean, it's the Santa Fe Playhouse. It's an institution.
It is.
Yeah. And, you know, there's no more Fiesta Melodrama, so... Got to get there.
I didn't make it to that. Did you?
No. No.
We should say we did. Let's pretend we did.
Okay, we did.
A Circle of Purpose, Opening to the Sacred in Your Creative Life, is a new workshop series starting this Sunday. It lasts for 6 Sundays, every Sunday afternoon from September 28th to November 2nd, from 2 to 4. Artists, writers, and creatives know that the best work comes from what we comes when we open to a larger source. Join a small group for 6 weeks of tuning your ear to the still small voice of the spirit. We will practice listening, not we, but you. You will practice listening to a larger wisdom to bring yourself back to your own deep center. For more information or to register about this workshop, which is led by Priscilla Stuffy, PhD, you can call 505-393-1428 and learn more about becoming more creative and opening to the sacred in your creative life.
Nice.
We're getting down.
I need to be more creative, you know?
Who does? I would like to be more creative as well.
In concert, Thursday, Joshua Breakstone at the Museum Hill Cafe. Jazz guitarist is performing at 7 p.m. as the Santa Fe Music Collective is presenting this one. Museum Hill Cafe up on Museum Hill.
Of course.
Is a marvelous place to hear jazz. It's very buzzy and busy. These events always sell out. But call 983-6820 to reserve your tickets for this one.
The second annual Bhakti Bash will take place Friday today. It's a bash to support yoga in the schools, and it'll take place tonight at the Santa Fe Community Yoga Center from 6 to 10 p.m. It will include a by-donation yoga class, live music, desserts, yoga and desserts, and a silent auction. And of course, Santa Fe Community Yoga Center is our only nonprofit yoga studio in town. For more information, you can, here's the number, 616-634-2153, or visit Santa Fe Community Yoga Center's website.
How did we run out of time?
I don't know. We got through a lot.
We did.
I think it's a fall weekend, as we said, and I hope everyone gets out and enjoys it.
Yes, before it gets cold and wet.
Yeah, we'll still get out, though.
And everyone is skiing.
Yep. But we
and support your local movie theaters, folks. We didn't get the films really today, but there's some good ones out there.
Lots
right
going
now.
On, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us, Rob DeWalt. Don't
Always
forget,
a pleasure.
I'll say it again, check out Rob's recipe and column about the joys, the many joys of red velvet cupcakes in the Santa Fe Reporter this week. You have been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe with Rob DeWalt, journalist, and me. My name's Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Bacon Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafemc. Please stay tuned for the BBC News, which will be followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. Thanks again, Rob. I guess
Thank
we're going to sign off now.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Ciao.
Bye.